Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustino. With us is Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Well, how about this? A new emergency order was issued Monday that limits oil trains to no more than 40 miles per hour in so-called high-threat urban areas, and lots of them coming through Albany, except we're apparently not a high-threat urban area.
That's correct. Our story today by business editor Eric Anderson says the Capital Region, which has become a major shipping area for oil from North Dakota that was produced through hydrofracking, is not on the list of such areas and won't likely be covered by this new federal rule that keeps the trains going below 40 miles an hour. And that's because the list was put together back in 2006. That was 6 years before the first Bakken crude trains began rolling here, and it was 7 years before that disastrous derailment on a oil train runway in Quebec that killed 47 people. So only two metropolitan areas of New York State are on this list, and that's New York City and Buffalo. And this lower speed is intended to reduce those kinds of tank car breaches. The feds say that the new variety of train cars, they call them CPC 1232 tank cars, are safer, and there's more of those being used, essentially. And in two recent derailments in the U.S., only one of the cars and one of the derailments actually was punctured, so it shows that they're up to higher standard. And yet the omission is of the Capital Region from this new order is getting criticized by elected officials, surprisingly, not surprisingly. Chuck Schumer, the U.S. Senator from New York, said it was a piecemeal approach to crude oil safety, and he's calling for a new set of standards to protect all New Yorkers. Assemblyman Phil Steck, whose district covers the area where the oil trains pass by schools and homes and restaurants and businesses, said a derailment would still be catastrophic here, and it's hard to imagine a community more directly impacted. So I'm sure we're going to hear more about this.
I've been talking with Mike Spain, the Associate Editor of the Times Union. For more on this story or even an interesting look today at the rights to use cell phone data, you can go to timesunion.com or simply pick up a copy of the paper. Mike Spain, as always, we thank you.
Thank you, David.